Welcome to Misunderstood, a podcast dedicated to better understanding MS and learning to live well with MS. I'm your host, Katie Sloan. Our usual reminders as we begin. I am not an expert. I'm just a person like you living with MS and trying to make the best of it. Misunderstood is based on my personal experience, what I've learned from my doctors, other care providers, and my own solutions-oriented research and pattern-finding obsession. While the majority of the information I share has been vetted by doctors, I am not a doctor. My intention is that you use the information shared here as a springboard for discussion between you and your doctor regarding your future care options. And lastly, MS impacts each of us uniquely. I hope to shine a light on a wide range of approaches and strategies for living better with MS. What you choose to do with that information is always your choice, and what works for one may not work for all. In our previous episode, we talked about MS heat and cold sensitivity, and what's possible in terms of deliberate acclimatization over time. I hope you found the episode helpful. This approach has certainly changed my life for the better, and I'm hopeful the same will be possible for you, if that's something you're interested in working on. Please reach out if you'd like a thought partner and assistance in developing an acclimatization plan designed in alignment with your local climate trends. Remember, as the summer heat begins to dissipate in your region, that's the perfect time to begin these efforts so that next summer can be a very different experience. Today, we are joined by a very special guest, Dr. Terry Jacqueline, ND. Before we dive into our conversation, I'd like to share a bit about my experience with Dr. Terry. I first met Dr. Terry last year when I viewed a session she did in Matt Rowe's MS Symptom Free Summit. Her session resonated deeply with me, and in the session, she invited folks to reach out. So I did. And wow, was I impressed. First, she's such a genuine human. I've been really fortunate to come across several doctors in the MS community that are this way, but I know that's pretty rare and quite the exception. As we've gotten to know each other more after meeting more regularly this past year, and as a trio with Dr. Susan Peyrovi, the more excited I get about Dr. Terry's approach to healing. In fact, the three of us are currently weaving something really cool that we'll be ready to share with you shortly. But first, today you're in for a real treat. We'll spend some time getting to know Dr. Terry as a human, her experience as a naturopathic doctor who lives with MS, and she'll share her approach to healing as well as a timely invitation for a new offering for our community to join the incredible MS Collective. I am definitely planning to join, and I invite you to join me in learning from Dr. Terry and being a special part of her MS Collective community. For my gratitude this episode, I want to briefly report back on my session last week with Dr. Susan Peyrovi and the Stanford Biodesign Fellows. We received really positive feedback about our detailed sharing of our personal stories of how our MS journeys have impacted our lives and changed pretty much every aspect of our lives. We used the 8 dimensions of wellness, a helpful and very inclusive framework that we learned about in episode 77, to illustrate many of the different ways living with MS changes us as humans. Since I anticipate some of you are interested in learning more about what we shared, I'll post our 8 Dimensions of Wellness slide on our Patreon page visible to all. I'll also post a link to a Google Doc that provides more context for looking at examples of the 8 Dimensions of Wellness for MS specifically. I encourage you to check it out and then think about your own life and where MS has impacted you most. It might even illuminate some ways you haven't thought deeply about. This was certainly true for me, as I decided which aspects of my story were most important to share in the limited time we had. I also want to share that the personal reflection I had to do to prepare for this session was really therapeutic. Sometimes revisiting difficult times can be traumatic. For me, it had been long enough that I ended up with very different takeaways. I grew in my self-compassion, and was actually really surprised and grateful for my resiliency, perseverance, and all the ways I've stayed the course over the wild road I've traveled the past 10 years since my diagnosis. I'm hopeful that you might have a similar breakthrough in self-appreciation by reflecting on your own journey through the 8 Dimensions of Wellness framework. We started our session by asking the fellows to share their current understanding of the major pain points of an MS patient. And I was very pleasantly surprised that they were able to articulate a wide range of what we might experience. I felt very understood. After a brief introduction to MS and the 8 Dimensions of Wellness framework, Dr. Susan and I took turns sharing our stories as the fellows were asked to listen through the lens of the 8 Dimensions of Wellness and identify all the ways our lives have changed over time. Dr. Susan shared her remarkable journey as an anesthesiologist and a young mom. It was a compelling retelling that I was honored to witness and learn so much more about her. What an incredible human she is. Since the fellows were all younger than us now, and how old we were when MS first came into our lives, it seemed like her story had especially a tremendous personal impact on them as young medical professionals. I then shared my lived experience with MS with a strong focus on describing the very different person I was before MS came into my life, as well as many of the invisible symptoms I have experienced over time. I was grateful I kept such a descriptive symptom journal back then and was able to paint a vivid picture of my experience and how my MS diagnosis and 2 major exacerbations impacted my life. Personally, professionally, and beyond myself, the lives of those in my inner circle. After we shared our stories, I was able to share that while our 2 stories are important, since MS impacts us each uniquely, I had invited others to share their lived MS experiences via a questionnaire. This is where you come in, and my sincere gratitude to everyone who filled out the anonymous questionnaire. Your responses were so powerful that rather than sharing trends, I ended up sharing the link to all responses with the fellows and encouraged them to take some time after our session to read through what you wrote for a more inclusive window into our lives. They were very excited to dive in and learn from you, and especially to read about your experiences with your doctors and what you wish your doctors knew about you and what it's like living with MS. So thank you so much for sharing aspects of your story with them so openly. I am very excited to see how our combined efforts impact their approach to serving their patients moving forward. Dr. Susan and I also had an opportunity to share some of what we've identified over the years as the key missing ingredients for success in traditional MS care. From a doctor, a patient, and an educator and coach perspective. For example, we both talked about the value of community, developing a healing mindset, the importance of building agency, learning how to prioritize self-care, and the best lifestyle medicine strategies for MS that support all 8 dimensions of wellness. We also talked about the importance of engaging in joy. The fellows then had an opportunity to ask us quite a few questions, and they then shared their major takeaways from our time together. Early feedback has been very positive, with the organizers sharing with us that they believed, quote, our powerful session had shifted the group in a significant way, transcending the cerebral into a much more holistic, empathetic, and wholesome understanding. They applauded our brave sharing and vulnerability, inspiring the fellows to a more empathetic and patient-centered way of doing innovation. While it's always a little tough to open up and share the really hard stuff, I am so grateful for the opportunity to speak to such an incredible and innovative group of professionals. I drew my strength and bravery from you, and it was an honor to represent our shared MS community experience. I can't thank you enough for the time and effort it took for you to reflect deeply on your own MS experience and to share it with the fellows through your survey responses. Together, we did something really important. I left the session feeling full of hope for the future, knowing that something brilliant will come out of these fellows' collective brilliance for those who come after us on the MS trail. I'll post a link to the survey results in case you'd like to read what other folks shared. And I'll also post that 8 Dimensions of Wellness info and a few feedback quotes from the fellows that they posted on social media after the session on our Patreon page, accessible to all. I invite you to check it out. All right, it's time now to meet Dr. Terry Jacklin, ND. So without further ado, let's listen in on our conversation.
Okay, today I have Dr. Terry Jacklin here with us. Thank you for being here.
No, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, KT.
Yeah, it's so thrilling. You know, I just really want listeners today to get to know you first as a human. You know, who are you outside of your profession and MS story? I want to know a little about your hobby. What makes you tick?
Oh boy, what makes me tick? What do I do outside? I love nature. I love being outdoors. I love connecting with nature. I think, you know, as a culture, we've become so disconnected, and really all of our healing comes from nature. I love animals. I am a big horse person. I rode for many years, and I haven't had my own horse for a while now, but look forward to hopefully doing that again. You know, we have 2 kitty cats. I've always been around dogs, you know, so animals are a big thing. I like sitting on the top of a mountain and just looking as far as I can look. You know, some people might think that's boring, but I think it's sensational. You know, it fills me up.
Beautiful. Wow. We have even more in common.
Yeah,
wonderful. All of my favorite things too. So add a layer kind of to your bio and who you are, sharing a little bit about your MS story, because you truly are a part of this community, even though you also serve this community.
Right. Yeah. I was diagnosed when I was 23 years, which was 40 years ago. So you do the math. And when I was diagnosed, it was a lot of really long faces, because they told me we stopped counting your lesions at 25, and they felt that I should go home and get my affairs in order, which was something I didn't really even understand when I was 23. So instead, I went home and polished my saddle and went for a ride. And then the following weekend, I went whitewater rafting. So I've had it for 40 years. I've certainly had my ups and downs. I certainly have mobility challenges now, and it doesn't stop me. You know, I've always put living life first. And my husband and I always joke about, we think about something to do, and then we buy it and we figure out how we're going to pay for it later. You know, it's like, this is going to make life better. And it does. I have a great life. Did that answer your question?
It does. I'm curious, what are some of the biggest MS challenges you've faced over the years?
Oh boy. Over the years, that's really great question. Well, my bladder, when I was first diagnosed, my bladder was just horrible. And I'm sure there's many people out there that can relate to that. And just for what it's worth, it's gotten way better over the years. When I was first diagnosed, I lived in a very hilly community. And so sometimes it would take me, I would walk for 10 yards and sit down and take a breather and then get up and walk for another 10 yards before I could get where I was going to. So I had some of those challenges. Then that sort of morphed away. I had a knee replacement done about 10 years ago, and that pretty much paralyzed me for about 2 years. The trauma to the body, the anesthesia, which of course deprives the brain of oxygen, so I was not in a good way there. And then just on it, now that things are all better from those things, on a day-to-day basis, it's only my mobility. And I know some people might say, oh, it's only my mobility. Well, guess what? Once again, I continue to live. I choose to live, right? I don't choose to sit at home and go, oh, I can't do that.
Right. So you're an I can, not an I can't person.
For sure. Absolutely. Life is way too short to be an I can't person. Right? We have a finite number of days and years that we're on this earth, and I'm not going to waste a moment of it in self-pity.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm with you there. So now you are a naturopathic doctor, and on this podcast, we've had primarily integrative and functional medicine doctors. And I'm really curious for you to give kind of an overview of what's different, what are those added layers or that added training that you have, those additional lenses that you look at a patient through. Share a bit about that.
Sure. Well, I'm also certified in functional medicine, and I've worked with the Institute for Functional Medicine for 12 or 13 years now. So I'm completely in understanding of functional and integrative medicine. Naturopathic medicine aligns itself, or I should say, functional medicine aligns itself well with naturopathic medicine from the perspective of taking the whole person into context. When so it's not, I almost the diagnosis is almost secondary, because the intake I do tells me so much about you that I could probably predict what the diagnosis is at the end of it. So it's a much deeper intake level. It's about identifying. Now, don't forget, I'm an old naturopath. I've been doing this for almost 25 years. So now they're trained a little bit differently, but connecting with the patient so you understand the physical level of the physical condition, if you will. Then there's the vitality, and that is that which animates our tissues, is our vitality. We might call it energy. In different cultures have different words for it, chi, prana, whatever. Then there's the mental level, which has always been a complete part of the naturopathic assessment. It's now starting to creep into mainstream medicine. I would say functional medicine, not mainstream medicine yet. And then there's the supramental. So that's kind of your connection with something greater, your belief systems, all of that. Because all of those levels tell me what I need to know about you to be able to be an effective doctor to you. And then from there, of course, there's lifestyle modifications. That's been the cornerstone of naturopathic medicine since time began. But then I use different gentle medicines, and some supplements, and I look at, what are we doing? Are we being corrective, or are we being supportive? And that will change over time. Sometimes we'll be more corrective, sometimes we'll be more supportive. So naturopathic medicine is the process of healing.
Wow, and
Healing.
it's so multifaceted and
Totally.
comprehensive
Yeah.
viewpoint. That's
Yeah.
really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
very,
it
very
is
different
exciting.
from, traditional Western medicine.
For sure. For sure. I mean, my intake is 75 minutes long, and I spend an hour and a half on a person's case outside of that 75 minutes. So, yeah, it is exciting, and I love it, I love it. And no two people are the same. So it's not about, okay, here's Dr. Terry's MS protocol. It doesn't work like that. That's not healing, right? That's what we want, because we live in a very quick fix DIY, okay, I want to be back to normal real soon kind of world, but Dr. Gabriel Lyon says the best life hack is, what does he say? The best life hack is persistence or something, because this is a long-term game. I use the word game, but it's not, I know it's not a game. This is life. And I plan on living for another 20 or 30 years, I hope,
Yeah.
So that's what we've got to think about when we're diagnosed. It's not like, oh, rats, I was healthy yesterday and today I'm not, but maybe I'll be healthy again tomorrow if I take the right drugs or the right supplements or whatever. It's about understanding that this incredible machine that is your body and its intricate biochemistry and physiology and anatomy has gone on the fritz. So we got to figure out what that fritz is and unravel that. sometimes
Love
it.
that. Figure out the Fritz. Because, you know, people who have lived in this community for a while, we know that MS manifests uniquely in each of us.
Absolutely.
So solutions are not going to be the same. So I love that. Like figuring out the Fritz, like what is it for each of your patients that's going to help move the needle to a place of better health?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Now, we're here today to talk about something you've been building for our shared MS community. But before then, you've been taking a little bit of time to focus on your own health. And I was so thrilled to hear this because this is something that personally is so difficult for so many of us to kind of like push pause and really turn the focus on ourselves. Because many of us with MS are really wired to help others, but the struggle is like turning it around on ourselves. And so I'm wondering if you can share a little bit about what that looked like for you and how it was to kind of step away and really focus on yourself for a bit. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm one of those horrible doers, and basically, if I'm perfectly honest, I was just at the point where I couldn't go anymore. You know, mentally, physically, I just had to step away. And it was just off the COVID years. We moved across the country, you know, blah 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 blah. There was a whole bunch of stuff. And I just said, yeah, I know this has got to stop. And I think, unfortunately, in our culture, we measure and reward ourselves on based on what we do, and we don't see any value in the non-doing. But the non-doing is where healing happens, and the non-doing is where we can restore that. And so I stepped away to do some healing and make a fresh commitment to myself, because, like I said, in those 5 years, things just got out of hand, and I went back heavy into the doer mode. And that's not where I heal. That's not where you heal. That's not where anybody heals. So, yeah. So I just spent more time in nature. I spent more time doing things like cooking. And oh, cleaning my own house, like those little things that make you feel like you're really living instead of always sitting behind a desk. But I'm an ideas person too. So when I get an idea, I like to go and explore it. So.
Great. So in that time away, it sounds like you had some really great ideas and able to kind of put some things together. And you know, you're here to kind of share what new offering you have. So let's dive into that. What did you come up with?
Well, I have always been a teacher. I for forever I have been teaching in the MS community. I've spoken to groups as small as three and as big as keynote speakers on the topic of MS, my colleagues as well. I've done professional lectures as well. And a little while ago, I had a program called 10 Weeks to Transform MS, and I was blown away. Not just about what was happening in the group, but how I was experiencing and how I was feeling. And, you know, one of the biggest take homes for me was, you know what, we weren't meant to do this alone. You know, we weren't meant to sit behind Dr. Google and try to figure this out ourselves. So the program, the question was always, what's next? And it's sort of like, yeah, it's not just about 10 weeks. It's not about 1 week or 3 weeks or you know, it's about ongoing. So the long answer to your question is, I've created something called the MS Collective. And in the collective, we hang out together. So I see it more of a mentorship opportunity. Do you know what I mean? So a mentorship opportunity with me, but also the collective. Learning, sharing, healing that goes in. You know, they say it takes a village, right? Well, healing is no different. You know, we've got to be there for one another. We've got to explore together. We've got to learn together, understand together. And the big thing that's missing nowadays is a trusted coach, a guide and a coach. And you and I talked a little about this pre-show. You know, there's all these people that don't have any kind of background except a good marketing team, and they're out there charging ridiculous amounts of money for MS coaching programs and stuff. Well, I hope that I can bring my 40 years of lived experience and my 25 plus years of working clinically to give a darn good mentoring opportunity for folks, and I look forward to it, you know.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about the structure of the program. What could a participant expect?
Sure. So it goes on a month-to-month basis. So at the beginning of the month, I'll drop a lesson, a healing lesson, an MS healing lesson. And I have got a lot of background and a lot of solid belief and understanding in mind-body medicine. So there'll be some kind of mind-body message for that month that is consistent with the learning, lesson. We will have a chat group where we can hang out through the month, and I will be on that as well as everybody else, and see how we're doing, check in. And then the third Thursday of every month is where the magic really happens, because that's where we sit down together. I say sit down together, of course, I mean that figuratively. It will be on Zoom, and we dive into what our experience of that lesson was for that month. And I don't leave until every question is answered. So that's my commitment to my collective, is that we're here to learn and we're here to explore. And so that's kind of the structure of it. So it's kind of like what my program was like on an ongoing basis, you know. So
Yeah, you know, the power of community and healing, coming from an educator background, you know, I used the community really for coaching teachers, bringing
yeah.
people together. If anyone listening has been a new teacher, you know how hard it is. And just having someone else to share those challenges with just really propelled people forward. And I think healing is so similar,
Oh,
right? So
absolutely.
creating these spaces where there's nurturing and there's these peer interactions too, because you know there's research out there that says that people actually learn better from their peers than a teacher,
Absolutely. Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And so I love that you're capitalizing on the power of peer.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I guess I'll tell people right now I'm planning on doing this absolutely because I just can't wait to
Awesome.
learn from you,
Yeah.
and also with you from everyone else who's going to be there.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of background in community learning and teaching, and I know, you know, so many of us, KT, have this big facade that we've built up around us, you know, to protect us from whatever. You know, everybody's different. I guess it's called the ego, if we're talking in psychological terms, but and behind that is where what we need to access to heal. So I remember my first few personal group works, you know, where I was having to crack through that facade and push that ego aside to really see what's going on in me to heal. And then I went on to do some more professional learning in that field as well to be able to facilitate that kind of stuff. And I'm sold. Like, I mean, the stuff that I saw in the program that I ran, like I said, I mean, it was priceless. It really was, you know, people realizing things for the first time or having breakthroughs, you know, towing a line for, you know, the first 8 weeks, and then on week nine, it's like, okay, that was crap. I realize that I'm here now, you know. So and holding the space for people to feel safe doing that. That's because we don't have those kind of places, you know, where we can actually explore and get creative about what's going on in our lives, in our bodies, in our minds, and all of that connected.
Yeah, and all of that matters with this condition. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All of that matters. It's all important, you know. And it's not out there anymore. It's like, look at what neuroscience has done in the last 20 years. The foundation of knowledge in neuroscience has doubled in the last 20 years. And that is incredible for any aspect of science to double in 20 years. Usually it takes 200 years, for it to double. So we are learning exponentially now, about the neuro psych world, if you will, neurobiology, neuro anatomy, neuro everything, right?
Doesn't that give you so much hope for the future?
Oh my God, you have no idea. I am like I talk to people and I say this is a very exciting exciting time for people who are diagnosed with MS. And people look at me like I have three heads, like exciting. What's exciting about MS? I didn't say it's exciting to be diagnosed with MS. I said it's an exciting time for those of us who are, because, and I don't mean any disrespect, but our current medical model has nothing for us. And let's be very clear on that. You just have to look at Dr. George Ebers, who did all the research on the DMTs for 15 years and came back and said, yeah, you know what? It's nothing really there. So, we've got to look after ourselves and we've got to look after each other. And we do that in community. We don't do that on an MS Sucks Facebook page.
Right.
Right?
Yes,
You
yes.
know, you want to get stuck in your disease, join that group.
Right. That
Right?
healing mindset, and we get in that learned helplessness, that woe is me, that apathy,
Absolutely.
depression. Boy, you can start going downhill real
Yeah.
quickly, but you start surrounding yourself with people like yourself and the community you're building. There's like this collective uplift that
Well,
happens, right?
exactly. And
Yeah.
it's about creating possibility, right? And it's all, it and it's difficult because it kind of flies in the face of what we were taught when we were young. And a lot of our, it's hard to believe, but a lot of our beliefs now about ourselves and what's possible come from back there. And guess what? Those ideas weren't even our own. They were sort of handed down to us from other people. So it also gives us the opportunity to stop and say, okay, who am I? What do I believe? Because everybody's always got two cents for us.
Yes,
Right?
for sure. So tell me, I have a few more logistical questions.
Sure.
If someone listening is like, wow, this sounds, right up my alley, when does this start? How do they find out more? I will post your website, but tell us a little bit more about those logistics.
Yeah, so I'm going to start already on September the 1st. You can join any time in that month, and you will get everything that goes with that month. We have a monthly membership for people who can pay month to month, or we have a heck of a great deal if you want to join annually. So yeah, so annually gives you a much better rate. It gives you 2 months for free. It gives you access to recordings. It gives you access to my Four Pillars for MS Success program. It gives you 50% off my immersion workshops that I do. And I'm locking that price in for, the first. The first people that join at this price for life, so they can have that price for life. So I think it's a pretty great deal, and I priced it with everybody in mind because I know it's not cheap to live with a diagnosis. I'm the first one to know that. So that's why I wanted to make it so affordable for people.
Yeah. You and I both really care about that access, right?
Well, it's important. You've got to think about that, like, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what if someone is really interested, but September is tough? You know, maybe they have kids going back to school. I don't know. If
Sure.
they were to join in October, for example, would they like miss out, or the way you're going to introduce curriculum over time, like is it cumulative? Would they have access to
No,
it before or?
it's not going to be cumulative. I like to be flexible. So we're going to be talking a lot about healing, what is healing, how to get the body in a healing mode, what the body needs to heal. Of course, the lifestyle medicine. We're going to talk a bit about supplements and stuff, but you know, I'm not a huge advocate of just diving into a pile of supplements. So it will, and I like to be flexible enough that if something comes up that we need to explore, that we can do that, you know, so it's, yeah, it's not cumulative. You can jump in anytime, and you can always, if you jump in late in September, like I said, you have the recordings. And, you know, if you can get there before the third week in September, that's, that's the third Thursday is when the lives are. So, you know.
Beautiful. Is there anything else you want to share about the program while we're here?
Oh, I. No, just an invitation. Please join me. I built it for you, you know, and with so much input from so many people about what we need, and my experience in clinic too, you know, just I've dealt with thousands of people with MS, so I want to be able to bring some of that, pay it forward, you know what I mean? And no, just come and join. Come and join me, and let's have some fun and healing.
Beautiful. Well, I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to having you there.
Every time I chat with you, I learn something new that illuminates a new opportunity for me to continue my growth and healing. And I want to thank you so much for your expertise, your humanity, your warmth. I can't wait.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you very much. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you again very, very soon. And that's it for now, I guess. But we'll
Okay.
Hope you're going out to the lake or the mountain or something today.
Well, you know what? We're having the first rain in about 7 weeks right now. So I might just go out in that rain like a little kid, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you again, and I will see you in September.
Thank you, KT. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed getting to know Dr. Terry a bit and to learn about her exciting new MS Collective opportunity. I hope to see you there very soon, where we can learn and heal together. My hope today is that we all, one, acknowledge that there are really incredible doctors like Dr. Terry who also live with MS and know from personal experience how to help support us in moving the needle to a place of better health. And two, that we consider attending Dr. Terry's MS Collective this fall to continue our learning and to get the support we need to achieve our MS healing goals. And three, that we remember that even though there is yet to be a cure for MS, there are lots of things we can do now to improve our symptoms and our lived experience. Community, by the way, is one of those healing tools that really helps. So to continue our conversation, you're welcome to attend our Misunderstood Flock meetings via Zoom the first Saturday of each month. The next meeting is Saturday, September 6th. Flock members, I'm looking forward to seeing you there. If you'd like to bring your personal reflections on the eight dimensions of wellness impacts MS has had in your life, that could be a really great discussion topic for us to share with each other. If you're not yet a Flock member but would like to be, please join us. We are all people living with MS from around the world that meet via Zoom monthly to support each other and continue our learning on the episode topics. We also support each other through hardships and celebrate our successes together. You can learn more and join us by visiting our Patreon page. Before we go, I do want to invite you all to join me for the September Myelin Room virtual dance party with Dr. Susan Payrovi. These monthly events take place on the second Saturday of each month, So September's event is on Saturday, September 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes. I'll post that link visible to all on our Patreon page. And please take note that this September dance party is a very special one because Dr. Peyrovi is having a milestone birthday. It sure would be cool to have a large presence there to celebrate with her so she feels the love from her shared MS community. If you want to learn more about the Myelin Room first, please check out episode 94. All are welcome. It's great to see people moving however it works. Some folks even stay off camera, and that's okay too. As always, I encourage all listeners to reach out with MS-related questions, comments, future podcast topics, or guest ideas via email, or to put our heads together around your heat sensitivity acclimatization plan or anything else MS-related you'd like to discuss together. And lastly, remember, as we travel through life with MS, we're certain to hit some turbulence. We'll get through it, especially if we're flying together, supporting one another, and honking our encouragement. As always, thank you for listening, and until next time, be well.